Merhabalar, ben Sercan. Welcome back, guys. In the previous video, we have seen an overview of indicative tense verb conjugations in Turkish. But those with only one tense suffix in the conjugation. These are called basit zamanlı in Turkish. Basit zamanlı conjugations with basic tense structure. Before we have an overview of indicative tenses with compound tense structure, I would like to show you what we mean with compound tense in Turkish. We call this birleşik zamanlı, birleşik zamanlı. Let me show this to you with an example right away. Yapmak is an infinitive verb. Yapmak, it means to do or to make depending on the context. Yapıyorum, yapıyorum. This means I'm doing. It has one tense suffix. It is the present continuous tense suffix. If I say yapıyordum, yapıyordum, then this means I was doing. It's basically the past continuous tense. Yapıyordum has a compound tense structure. There is present continuous tense suffix and there is also known past tense copulative verb suffix. Now, let's dive into the details. When we talk about copulative verbs, we have mentioned that they have two functions in Turkish. They are attached to the nominals and they make them predicate of sentences, and they are used in the verb conjugations with compound tense structure. The known past tense, the heard past tense, and the conditional tense copulative verb conjugations are used for this purpose. Now, let's remember how the copulative verb conjugations are without any personal suffixes. İdi, idi for the known past tense. İmiş, imiş for the heard past tense. And ise, ise for the conditional tense. If you want to see the details of forming copulative verb conjugations, please check the introduction video to that topic. The link is in the description. To give you an insight, let me use the simple present tense with the verb içmek, içmek, and combine them with the copulative verb. I will break this down so you can understand the idea better. İçmek is the infinitive verb. İçmek, this means to drink. To obtain the verb stem, we drop mek. İçerim, içerim. This means I drink with the simple present tense suffix and first singular person suffix. Now, let's combine this with the copulative verb. İçer idim, içer idim. As you see, after the simple present tense suffix, the copulative verb comes. And then the person suffix is attached to the copulative verb. İçer imiş, içer imiş. This means it is said or I heard that he or she used to drink. After the simple present tense suffix, the copulative verb comes. And since this is the third singular person, there is no person suffix. İçer isem, içer isem, this means if I drink. After the simple present tense suffix, the copulative verb comes, and there is a person suffix for the first singular person. This is how we form the compound tense structure using the copulative verbs. However, nowadays, we never say or write the copulative verb part separately. It is always attached to the main tense suffix, and the copulative verb stem e drops at all times. That means we never say or write içer idim, içer imiş, içer isem, but we always say and write içerdim, içermiş, içersem. But please always remember, vowel harmony and buffer letter rules will take place depending on the verb, and suffixes will modify accordingly. Here's an example. Biliyor imişsin. Biliyor imişsin. This becomes biliyormuşsun. Biliyormuşsun. As you see, vowels adapt according to the vowel harmony. We have not talked about this yet, but the same situation goes for the optative tenses. In one of the next videos, we will cover the conjugations with optative tenses as well. Therefore, I recommend you to study this topic very well. Please use other resources as well. I hope you enjoyed this video. If you have any questions, please let me know. See you in the next video. Görüşmek üzere.